different. We're going to do the offering and all that later. Listen, the Spirit of the Lord is here to pray. We are in a battle. We are in a battle, but guess what? We have the victory. We have the victory. What the devil has meant for evil, God is going to turn around for good. In all things, we triumph through Christ Jesus. We triumph. Now listen to this. Listen to this. This is what the Lord has on my heart. Just stay standing because I'm not going to talk long. I need you to hook up with me. Ephesians 6:12, it says, "For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places." Here's the deal, guys. There's a battle going on. One that we can't see. One in the spirit world, and how it is won is praying through the Spirit. Let's read on. "Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor, so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will be standing firm." Your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news, so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Now listen, this was put on my heart, y'all, during this crusade that I went on. We are in a battle. When you're part of the Rhema family, it's not just about being here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The Rhema family is worldwide. There is a worldwide calling on this church. And when you hook up with this church, you are hooked up to the world. You are here for this time and for this reason, because our mandate from God is to take hope, help, and healing to the entire world. And so y'all are part of that. And there is a higher calling on this church. And so when there's a higher calling, we need to do some battle in the spiritual realm. And I need you guys as the family to help me do this battle in the spiritual realm. We have got Winter Bible Seminar coming up. And you know what? There's going to be people here from all over the world that need hope, help, and healing. And you know what? I have just about had it with the devil. I have had it with him. He tried to attack Pastor and Mrs. Hagen with his stupid COVID. It didn't work. They were victorious. Amen. It didn't work, but he's trying. And then just today, he tried to take my younger son. My younger son got T-boned on the driver's side by a person that didn't stop, was just accelerating and T-boned him. Praise God, he walked away without a scratch. If you could have seen his car, it was a miracle that the ambulance didn't have to be called. But you know what? It just made me mad because it just got personal. You don't attack my pastor. You don't attack my son. You don't attack the family. And we're all part of this family. Now listen, we have got work to do. And we have got to take hope, help, and healing to a lost and dying world. And so we need to pray these things out. We need to do battle in the spiritual realm. It's personal, y'all. It is personal. And we are going to get on our knees and we are going to pray and we are going to do battle. And we are going to pray this thing out, because I know that we win. I know that we win, that we do have the victory in Christ Jesus. Father, we just come to you, Father, and we just do battle in the Spirit. We do battle. We just pray in the Spirit. We battle not against flesh and blood, but against those principalities and powers. And Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we just take authority over the devil. Devil, you have to stop in the name of Jesus. You cannot attack. You will not attack. You have to stop. I tell you to stop in the name of Jesus. You quit attacking Rhema Bible Church. You quit attacking our pastors. You quit attacking our families. It will not happen. It will not happen. Oh, so kotarashi si nikita. Oh, so kotarashi ni si. Oh, so kotarashi si nikita. Oh, so kotarashi ni si kita. Oh, so kotarashi. Oh, we do battle. We do battle. Oh, in the spiritual realm. Oh, we bind those principalities and powers that would rise up against in the name of Jesus. Oh, we use our authority in the name of Jesus, that authority that Jesus has given us, because we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Oh, sokota rashi, si nikita. Oh, sokota rashi, inisi kita lasho sokota. Oh, and we just lift up Pastor and Mrs. Hagen. Oh, we just call strength to their body. Oh, sokota rashi ni sikita. Oh, sokota rashi si niki. Oh, sokota lashi inisi kita rasho sokota lashi. Usukota rashi si nikita. Usukota rashi inisu kota la unusuku. Usukota rashi ni si inikita rashi. Thank you, Father. I want you to be seated for just a second. I just want to say a few things. You can just keep playing. My heart is so heavy. There's so much work to be done in the spirit realm. And you guys were just hooking up. Oh, I've been praying with other people all week, and they've been praying. Oh, but Rhema Bible Church, there's nothing like you guys praying. You know how to reach the throne room. Thank you. It makes it so much easier. But, you know, as I was praying, I just really feel like, you know, it's been on my heart. I told a pastor and Mrs. Hagen that I felt like this year in 2021 that we as a church needed to devote ourselves to prayer. And so, you know, they agreed with me. And so the last Sunday night of every month, we're going to just have a prayer service. And we're going to devote ourselves to prayer. There's so much work to be done. And as I was praying for Pastor and Mrs. Hagen, you know, they're still young. I mean, man, they are the youngest, 81 and 75. Shh, don't tell my mom I said a real age. They're the youngest 81 and 75-year-olds I know. But how many of you know that we still do live in this world, in this body, right? And our body, it decays day by day, but our spirit is renewed. Amen. But here's the deal, what was just laid on my heart is that we, church, have the awesome opportunity to just lift our pastors up continually in prayer. Because as I was praying, I saw that there's still so much more for Pastor and Mrs. Hagen, so much more on the inside of them that needs to come out for the fullness of God's plan to be done. And I saw by the Spirit that as we pray for them and lift them up in prayer and lift them up, that they will be able to go deeper into those things of God. And I saw just rivers pouring out of them in new realms, in new gifts that they have never operated before. Oh, I saw it by the Spirit, and it was so amazing. But I saw that as we were all as a church surrounding them and lifting them up, it made it easy for them to run their race. It propelled them almost, going faster and faster as we lifted them up in the spirit realm. It propelled them to go faster and faster. But I saw that as we back off, it slows them down. And that's why it's so important, church. We have this marvelous, marvelous opportunity and this great calling as members of Rhema Bible Church to lift them up. because I want the fullness. How many of you want the fullness of everything that God has? We want to walk in that fullness, and there is so much work to be done. There are so many people that are hurting, and oh, the gifts that will flow forth from Pastor and Mrs. Hagen. Oh, it was incredible. I can't even put words to it, but we need to do our part. And I want us to commit to not just praying once a month when we come here on a Sunday night, but daily, daily praying for them and lifting them up, that all the fullness of God's plan shall be fulfilled in their life. The whole fullness of it, not one part incomplete, not one part incomplete. That when they get to heaven, that every part that God had for them to do shall be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Amen. And I want us to notice this in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16. I love what this says. It says, always be joyful, never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Do you want to know what God's will for you is? It's to always be joyful, to never stop praying, and to be thankful in all circumstances. That's God's will. We need to cultivate a lifestyle of joy. We need to cultivate a lifestyle of prayer. Never stop praying. We should be praying all day long. All day long. You know, you don't have to be weird about it and, you know, pray out loud and disturb your coworkers. No, no, no. We can pray on the inside. We can always be mindful. When there's a decision that comes up that needs to be made, we can stop just on the inside and say, all right, God, what do you want me to do in this situation? Just check in with the Holy Spirit on the inside. When you're going throughout your day, just saying, thank you, Jesus, under your breath. Never stop praying. That's a lifestyle of prayer. Always being conscious that God is with you and the Holy Spirit dwells on the inside of you. And you know what? The Holy Spirit has a direct line to God. It says over in John chapter 14, 15, and 16, go read it, talks about the Holy Spirit. And you know what? The Holy Spirit only says what he hears the Father say. We have direct access to the Father, a direct pipeline from the Holy Spirit who lives on the inside of us all the time. He's our helper, our comforter, our standby, our advocate, our friend, our intercessor. He tells us of things to come. And it's right here on the inside, directly what he hears from the Father God. We need to tap into that. Never stop praying. And always be thankful in every circumstance. In every circumstance, we should just say, thank you, Jesus. When something goes wrong, thank you, Jesus. When something goes right, thank you, Jesus. When we're stressed out, thank you, Jesus. I always triumph in Christ Jesus. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God gives me all wisdom to make the best decisions. Amen? We need to be thankful in all circumstances. And we need to cultivate that lifestyle of prayer because it is God's will for you. I encourage you to, I mean, these verses, they need to be like up on your bathroom mirror. They need to be like your screensaver on your phone. Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances. That needs to be our life motto. Amen? Man, how can we go under with that? That will change your life. Amen? Amen. Well, we have to do the announcements now. And we have to do the offering. We just did this backwards, but you know what? It's okay. You know what? Because this is what these prayer nights are. We're just flowing with the Holy Ghost. And I felt like we needed to pray, and I didn't want to wait for the announcements and the offering because I wanted to pray right then. And so that's just what we did. Amen. We're just flowing with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. And we just needed to pray. And man, did you guys hook up and pray. But there's much, much more to be prayed out. There's more to be prayed out with that. This wasn't just a, you know, like 20-minute prayer thing and it was going to be prayed out. No, this is a continual prayer. A continual prayer, a continuing of lifting Pastor and Mrs. Hagen up. I'm so glad they're not here tonight so I can talk about them. I know they're not watching online either. They're resting up because I told them to. So we need to be praying for them. Amen. They're pretty good about doing what I tell them to do. So it's funny how that rolls reverse when you get to a certain age. But anyways, but we need to be praying for them. Amen. How many of you are going to commit to pray for our pastors? You know what? They are the best pastors in the whole wide world. They love you so much. They love every single one of you. They love being with you. And so let's commit to daily lifting them up so that they can run faster and faster in all that God has for them. Amen.